You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Raiders 8-5, the Ravens are 5-9, and this spread is currently 3.5. +3.5, the Raiders, 5-6. The Ravens -3.5 is even money, and the total points set at 46. The under 10-11 and the over is 10-11, and the Baltimore Ravens are 3-0 for the third time in franchise history. It happened in 2006 and 2009 as well, and they are sneaking under the radar, Gil. They've won at home against Buffalo and beaten Cleveland and Jacksonville on the road, and they've won those matches by a combined 13 points. Do you think that means they've been slightly fortuitous so far, just edging close ones that could have gone either way? Or do we have to give the Ravens a little bit more credit than that?
Well, it is, as you say, Dave, Buffalo, Cleveland, and Jacksonville. You know, it's the poo-poo platter, if you will, of NFL teams. Not, you know, no disrespect to Buffalo, but it's certainly not the best competition. And when you do beat those three teams by a combined 13 points, it is sort of how you choose to view it, right? Oh, good team that ends up winning close games, or just bum lucky, one or the other. You know, those teams, those three teams we just mentioned, Buffalo, Cleveland, Jacksonville, they're a combined 1-8 right now. So three of those are against Baltimore, but, you know, otherwise they're 1-5. Baltimore has managed just 4 touchdowns over that stretch of games.
Wow, I didn't realize
that. That might be the more compelling notion. That said, Baltimore is one of 5 undefeated teams. You know, Denver and the Patriots, sure, Super Bowl champions and the Patriots, perennial greatness. Then you have Philadelphia, huge surprise with Carson Wentz at quarterback. Baltimore is obviously the quietest of all the undefeated teams. You're sort of like, wow, I haven't even talked. Like on my podcast, they do 2 podcasts a week on the NFL. I barely ever talk about Baltimore. But here they are against the Raiders. And, you know, Baltimore's at home. The spread is probably what it ought to be, 3, 3.5, depending on where you're looking at it. And the reason for that is Oakland is schizophrenic, right? Oakland, you just don't know what you're getting. On defense, they allow 7.4 yards per play. It's the worst mark in the NFL. By the way, 9.4 yards per pass, which is the worst in the NFL. But on offense, 6.7 yards per play, second best in the NFL. On the ground, we think of Derek Carr, and rightfully so, as this great quarterback who's thrown for 867 yards through 3 games, 5 touchdowns, just 1 pick. But it's really the ground game that's been getting it done for the Raiders. 5.9 yards per rush attempt. That's the best in the NFL. So, you know, that spread kind of is the bookmaker's way and sort of the bettor's way, because it hasn't really come off that, and it won't really come off that, in my opinion. Sort of everybody's way of saying, I don't know. We're kind of see what happens here. This is a tough one to call.
Does the meeting last season in week 3 have any effect on this? Because the Ravens lost out 37-33 in a wild match in week 3 last season. That was in the Coliseum at Oakland. But John Harbaugh is one of the best coaches in the NFL. I think that's unquestionable, Gil. Will he have something up his sleeve to combat Derek Carr this time around? I just get the feeling it might be one of these matchups where Harbaugh will have something worked out to negate Carr's quality.
Well, he's getting Elvis Dumervil back on defense. He returned to practice. He's expected to make his season debut on Sunday, so that's big for the Ravens defense. As far as taking lessons from last week's game, I think both teams have that luxury where they can sort of take what they learned, perhaps a nuance here and there from last year's matchup. I think the main thing you said there is that was at the Coliseum in Oakland. And this is in Baltimore. And this is an early game, what we describe as an early game here in the U.S. on Sunday. Now, just to give you an idea what that is, that's a 1 p.m. game Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. For the Raiders, by their body clock, that is a 10 a.m. start on the East Coast. So 10 a.m. for them. So there is a history of folks saying, you know, handicappers in the NFL or that do the NFL that say, hey, West Coast team traveling east, early game, that's tough. And if you actually look at the data, it doesn't really corroborate, except, Dave, except when it comes to the Oakland Raiders. In fact, Eastern time zone games as an entirety, forget early, forget late, whenever the Raiders play on the East Coast or in the Eastern time zone of the U.S., and there's four time zones for those who don't know. There's Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Western, and Pacific, rather. But the Raiders have lost 18 of their last 19 games in the Eastern time zone. Mm. They do not travel across three time zones well. And that's something to keep in mind for this. They just don't do it. The only time they've won was early last year in September, and they beat Cleveland. So I'm not sure that counts. They just don't travel well and beat good teams, or any teams for that matter, on the East Coast.
Where do you stand on this number then, Gil? 3.5?
To be quite honest with you, I don't love it. It's not going to be one of my pick six, but if you put the old gun to my head, Dave, I would actually take the Ravens.
Take the Ravens minus
the points.
Minus the 3.5.
Well, if it's minus 3, I would take the Ravens. At 3.5, then I'm even more compelled to stay away. But at 3, I'll take the Ravens.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.